Hi, my name is Lore and welcome to Life Will Provide, a podcast about learning to trust in life and knowing that you're always taken care of. Hello, hello, welcome to another episode in which I would like to share some more about seeing life, experiencing life as being in a classroom. This is something that I'm aware of. I think especially the last year or so. But definitely consciously reminding myself of this when I wake up the last few months. And what's funny is that at the moment I am working at a school, at a college. So I'm going to school. the students are going to school to learn, but I am equally learning as much. So I've even got a note that says, you know, how each morning that I wake up, I'm back in class. And I know Ken Wapnick says that as well. He was a very famous and great Course in Miracles teacher. And then I was listening to a podcast episode by A Course in Miracles with Keith. I love Keith. And he was saying as well how in the morning when he wakes up, he says, well, I wonder what my first lesson of the day is going to be. What is the first thing that's going to upset me? What is the first thing that's going to trigger judgments? Because all of these things are what we are learning. Whenever there is an upset, whenever we're not at peace, it means there is a lesson for us to be learned. There is something to forgive. It means we have identified with this limited part of ourselves. So I find it very useful, helpful to remind myself that I'm in class, that I'm not the teacher, but that I am forever a student until there's nothing anymore to forgive. I think that as long as there still is something to forgive, as long as there's still moments of non-peace, we will always be a student. And looking at life like this, from this angle, also I find brings in gratitude for those moments that we are not feeling at peace, because we've become aware of the judgments we have about others and therefore about ourselves. We become aware of the sadness that still wants to come home, that still wants to be acknowledged, that wants to be healed. And it wouldn't be possible without having all these beautiful triggers around us. Ken Wapnick says, when I open my eyes in the morning, I am in class. And the thing is, you cannot decide you do not want to go to class. You can just choose to either learn the lesson or not learn it. But you cannot decide whether or not you're going to go to class because you don't feel like it. It's not that if you decide, I don't feel like learning anything today, that all of a sudden nothing's going to happen. Yeah, so we better just surrender and see it as gifts to become fully liberated from suffering by allowing the suffering to arise to let it go. And there are many examples in the world, people alive or no longer here in physical form, of people who could stay at peace, could stay in joy, despite the horrible situation they appear to be in. We have these beliefs that if certain things happen, we cannot be happy or content or at peace. But I truly feel that this is only a belief, one of many that we hold. But can we truly know that it's not possible to be at peace when certain things happen? And also to ask yourself, well, who is the one that is not at peace? So again, I like to invite you, listener, to, when you wake up in the morning, to remind yourself that you are in class, that things will happen, because they always do, small ones, big ones, but that we are never upset for the reason that we think. We are upset because we've identified with this limited self that we think we are, and therefore are separate from the whole. So we need to survive, we need to fight, we need to oppose, we need to judge, we need to manipulate. And know that you could see peace instead. Those are two workbook lessons from A Course in Miracles. I am never upset for the reason I think. And I could see peace instead of this. So with this, I'm going to let you go. Very short, but powerful. Bye. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider subscribing to Life Will Provide and leaving a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you use.